You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
Browns
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Pretty old quick draw in. Nolan, how you feeling? Two hours ago, I believe it was, not even. What you call Harbaugh a loser?
Yeah, I think that was the quote.
Yeah.
Part of it, at least.
And I like your updates, too. You had like a pouting, or what was it?
I couldn't decide what terminology I wanted to use. Did I want to go temper tantrum, or did I want to go hissy fit?
Yeah.
I mean.
You went temper tantrum.
That's a little more, to be fair to Harbs.
Yeah.
Hissy fit sounds a little.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like, we're watching the sounds to have an A.J. Brown, who's prone to the temper tantrum.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they won a Super Bowl. They're 4-0, and you know, they just beat the Rams and Buccaneers back-to-back weeks. And, you know, he's not getting the ball enough, so screw you.
Screw our undefeated
record.
Yeah. The A.J. Brown thing. Now I'm picturing a world where John Harbaugh is active on social media and posting Bible verses after losses and stuff like that. I mean, that there's a whole nother alternate reality that I'd like to tap into at some point. But hey, when December rolls around, we'll hear about the Advent. It's his favorite time of year.
Okay.
They sneak that into every answer. Advent, don't know if you knew that. It's the Advent. And that has everything to do with football. But don't ask about injuries. But I'll tell you about the Advent. Anyway, all
yes.
seriousness aside,
uh-huh.
All kidding aside.
No, I think you had it right the first time.
That was on a Freudian slip.
Yes, it was.
I don't think that there's any chance that John Harbaugh gets fired midseason. Now, I don't know if that's necessarily a hot take. Whether it deserves to happen or not, that's a whole different side story. But based on the way the Ravens have operated throughout their entire franchise history, it would be very, very surprising to me for them to make a head coaching change midseason. Now, when January rolls around, whole different story. I think that was even a talking point before this season started when we had high expectations. If they fall short of that, he could be on the hot seat. Again, not breaking any news there, but that's the reality. Coordinator change, that has happened. Harbaugh has fired coordinators at least twice.
Yeah, Billick did it too. Previous regime.
But they were offensive. It was Cam Cameron and it was Mark Trestman.
Right.
Unless I'm forgetting somebody who hasn't fired a defensive coordinator midseason.
Jim Fassel.
Well, that was Billick, wasn't it?
Yeah, he took over the play calling duties.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yes.
But yeah, Harbaugh era. Yeah,
hand it to Jamal.
Defensively, they just brought in extra people.
Exactly. Yeah, and I mean, right now, I mean, who's there? Who's the savior? And even if you did find a veteran coach to bring him in, is it going to be as noticeable of a difference as what Dean Pease did?
Well, listening to Cordell and Brian Wacker, Harbs is much more involved now in the defense.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, all right, forget Harbs. You know, Harbs is going to be involved because he's the head coach and he's responsible for everything. But Chuck Pagano needs to be more involved with the defense.
Mm-hmm.
How do we know he isn't, though?
I don't know.
In all fairness.
No idea.
Right. I mean,
no
he
idea.
Might be, and it's just
well,
not resonating
all I know
right
is all that matters is that Zach Orr's calling the defenses during the game.
But Pagano's the secondary coach, right?
Yeah, and they're not
playing all that great
themselves.
Because
just like Brian said, too, Humphrey, he's playing poorly. Alexander was bad, but you know, I mean that's really not on Chuck Pagano. I mean, he was.
But to Nolan's point about John Harbaugh, I would be absolutely floored. Like George Foreman hit me with an uppercut that he hit Joe Frazier with in both fights. If John Harbaugh gets fired during the season, that goes totally against any like you mentioned. Marcher Broda coached out his tenure, Billick coached out his tenure, and John Harbaugh sure as hell has built up a lot of equity. Like I was surprised Brandon and I got fired. And I still thought it was kind of a bad move, with all due respect to Tony Manziello, who did a hell of a job given the circumstances. But John Harbaugh gone, they're wanting. When do you do it?
You don't.
Normally, it's at the bye. Theoretically, but it's not happening.
And what does
that's
it do
not
for the
Steve
team?
Bisciotti,
right?
You know, I mean, all the other stuff was pre-Bisciotti. I mean, basically, Harbs and Bisciotti have been together the whole time.
Even Modell wouldn't fire coaches,
and Steve Bisciotti would not do that. And Harbs doesn't deserve to get that during the season. No. We just wait till the season's over,
100%,
and see what happens.
It would have to get extremely ugly. Like full-on mutiny, and even then, I don't know, because to compare it to, say, the Brandon Hyde situation where I said, hey, we need to make a change here because there's still time. There's still time to actually turn this season around. It was early enough. Ravens lose this Sunday. The week after, you go into the bye week. What, you're 1-6? Season's over. You know, you make any change you want to make. It's not going to change the outcome of the season. It's already over. So at that point, what does it matter? And you know, again, poke fun at Harbaugh today, but he has earned the right with his resume to finish the season.
Now, if they miss the playoffs, do we use because right now it's like the Orioles, injury excuse is very real, extremely real. But they finished 7-9, and they're on the outside looking
then,
in.
Then you know that opens up anything. But you know, Nolan, but to your thing back about baseball. Baseball had brand new owners.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the difference there.
And Bisciotti's very much on record with his support.
Just gave him a contract extension.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that is not how when Bisciotti bought the team, he kept everybody. You know, he didn't make any changes. You know, and the new baseball owners, they came in, and I still remember the game. They were all sitting there by the dugout, and Batista threw that ball. It was an embarrassing loss.
It's against the Nationals.
Yeah. And then it was right after that.
The next day. And then all hell broke loose because
nobody talked.
Yeah. Elias Rubenstein, they sent out a press release. And first people to talk about Brandon Hyde losing his job were the players. They handled that poorly, shall we say. And Elias didn't even meet with the team or the media until they were in Milwaukee on a Wednesday afternoon when there were like five people traveling with the ball club.
I got fired during the season, Nolan. December the 14th, I got fired on. Something like that. Yeah, I got
much during the Advent.
Yes.
December.
Yeah. and I was the happiest guy in the world. I had a great Christmas then.
We will Advent into news from the Nest. Take your phone calls coming up next to 410-583-1057. Hear more from John Harbaugh, too. Count some dough, hopefully, at buy or sell time. 12:15, talk about sports subjects of the day. There's plenty of that stuff. Great sports night. Hey, if you like college football, there's a game going on as well. Vinny's stat breakdown of the two teams. Vinny's keys. NFL lunch. We'll do our picks. College and pro, because Vinny's off tomorrow. And then Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio, talk real and fantasy football with him. His Bears are 2-2, and they come to the Ravens after the bye. I think from a fantasy perspective, who the hell's running the ball for the Cardinals right now?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.